When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tell us when you're ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
Welcome to the Year Is Podcast, the podcast where every episode we travel back to a year in history. We talk about the weirdest, most interesting, the strangest things from that year.
You're filling up your vape, ready to go.
Filling up my vape, I'm ready to go.
That's how people should present the news.
Well, I think I'm more comfortable. I get less nervous when I'm doing something with my hands while
I
talk.
Yeah.
You know?
I know exactly what I mean.
Just like, you ever get nervous in a meeting and you just slowly masturbate just under the table.
Fiddle with a pencil.
No. Just gently stroke your cock through your jeans just to distract your hands. And they don't know what's happening. They just know that you seem really interested in the meeting.
Yeah.
And then you get the job.
And then you have to walk out the meeting backwards, I suppose.
No. I don't have an erection in this. Okay. I have a full penis. You know what I mean?
Have you gotten any jobs recently?
How many
meetings?
I'm in a losing streak. I don't know. Maybe it's the heavy breathing. Yeah. They think I'm nervous.
Jody's back. Jody had coronavirus.
Yeah, that
because
was
Jody's the only person in the fucking world that still tests for coronavirus because Jody just wanted everyone to know he was sick.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. No, I'm not the only person. There's another wave going around
of testing.
Well, you just go to a chemist and
where
get
do you
a
get
test
a test
at a chemist?
Do you have to pay?
Yes.
How much?
I think it was £3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've never had a positive lateral flow at all, so that means this was serious.
Wow, Jody. Yeah.
Have you had the boosters, the vaccine?
Real COVID.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Jody has no thyroid. They gave him the boosters before Trump got it.
And how was the festival, Jody?
The festival was a lot of fun. Yeah, it was worth it. My sisters were saying to me, was it worth getting coronavirus after it? So, yeah, it was worth it.
How many days were you there?
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, back on Monday.
Are you sure you had coronavirus, not just festival flu, sort of?
Well, if the COVID lateral flows test for festival flu, then maybe it was just festival flu.
Yeah, I think that might
be. Jody, there was a video of you on Instagram, and you were wearing your festival gear and blowing bubbles.
You were wearing Wellington boots. What can only be described as, you know those men who work on the side of the road at night, and they wear those orange high-vis trousers?
I thought, yeah.
What was that?
Yeah, and holding a banana. It was a morning banana.
Oh,
well.
Was it?
And then the bubble gun.
And he had a bubble gun.
There was in the tent right next to where the tent I was working at. Yeah, they were making a killing all weekend.
What, from the bubble gun?
from the bubble guns, yeah.
Selling huge. Bubble guns.
Maybe bubble guns, what we need to
How
do.
Much did they sell them for?
There must have been like 15, 16 quid and up.
And you bought one?
No, I borrowed one from my friend. I borrowed one from my friend that I lent my little festival trolley to.
Why do you have a festival trolley? What the hell are you talking about, Jody?
For moving things from the car to the tent.
You were pushing stuff around through the mud in a trolley with a bubble
just
gun.
Just when I arrived. Yeah. And then my friend who was producing the tent that I was working in, she had a five-year-old son. She was like, oh, can I borrow your trolley?
Yeah. She tied the kid to the trolley and put him in the river.
So what were you moving from your car to your tent? Just like beers?
Beers and tents and duvets and...
And 5 days at a festival, that is that's a long, long time. What's this festival called?
This was Wilderness Festival.
Did you get to shower?
Yes, I got to shower.
Where did you shower?
I was in the performers area.
Ooh,
so, yeah,
oh,
you
Jody.
Get one of those. Yeah.
How'd you get that?
because I was a performer.
Oh, you were DJing?
I was, yeah, doing tech, and I also got to DJ there as well.
Backstage?
Yeah.
Did you lure any women backstage?
Yeah, someone got to have sex in my tent.
What, you?
No, not me.
Who was it?
I swapped tents with my friend, and she had someone to come stay on.
Why did you need to swap tents?
Because I realized I got another tent for free that was a lot bigger and had a lot more space for me on my own.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Yeah, enough. Yeah.
Did you listen?
I didn't. No, I didn't listen. I heard someone else having sex one morning. That was quite a lonely experience.
But then with COVID. But then an exciting experience right after the loneliness went away, Jody. Yeah.
Jody's just sticking the COVID stick up his nose.
Yeah.
Whilst the world makes love.
And what was your happiest moment from your week in the woods, Jody? In the wilderness.
I got to DJ on a stage I've been wanting to play at for quite a while.
Nice. What was the capacity?
Five.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, exactly. It was a proper stage.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it was sunny, and there'll be more.
You know, if I'd have been asked that question, I would have said there was 1,000 people there.
Yeah, that's the difference between me and
you. You didn't have to say five. You could have fudged like 10.
Yeah, yeah.
You but, know?
Yeah, yeah.
Always just a little life hack for you, Jody.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, yeah.
Just add a few more. Double
yeah, just
it. Lie. Yeah.
Like, yeah, did I once bomb my worst death ever in front of Paul McCartney? Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And Jesse from Breaking Bad. But if people ask about it, I'll just say I performed in front of Paul McCartney.
Yeah. You have told people on this podcast that you bombed.
Yeah, but if people ask in person, I'd say, I've actually performed in front of Paul McCartney.
And Jesse from Breaking Bad.
Aaron Paul.
That is very cool.
Who knows Bryan Cranston, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty big deal. Yeah, just lie.
Okay, yeah.
This podcast, Jody, if people ask about it, what do you, like, just say, do you tell them you make your living from this podcast?
Yeah, yeah, this is what I do, yeah.
Yeah.
This is how I get by.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Which is why I walked here in the rain.
He just can't lie to us or anyone else.
Jody's not a liar.
No, but you're making good money from the other ones.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, this one set me up and I'm good to go.
Well, I think what happened is we found Jody and he'd been kicked out of the nest.
Yeah.
And his wings were broken.
No, Jody left the nest. Jody, you quit being an editor. You didn't want to be an editor anymore, right?
No, more I had a breakdown in 2019.
Don't lower the tone, Jody. We're trying to keep it light, for fuck's sake. You don't have to always tell the truth.
There's nothing light about
it. I know. I'm sorry. Yeah.
And I thought, I'm not where I want to be in my career, so I took a little bit of time out, and then I decided to get back into work right as the pandemic happened.
Yeah, and then there's no jobs.
But then, yeah, pandemic, I got creative and did more DJing than I'd ever done ever. And then you guys were like, oh, the other guy we asked to do it wasn't around, and you live nearby.
You were the first one.
Yeah, you were the best.
Genuinely.
No, I don't think I was.
No, you genuinely
were. We asked others, but...
Who do we ask?
Well, we can't, but we did ask other people. We looked around, but they
Bobby,
wanted,
what?
They wanted,
I just told Jody.
They wanted, they wanted more money than Jody.
They wanted money. And Jody was down the road. And I remember the first time hearing what a Jody was and then meeting him for a walk in Herne Hill.
What a Jody was.
Yeah. No, Bobby just said, I've got this friend called Jody. He's done work for, Grand Theft Auto, which I thought that's cool.
Yeah.
And then we walked around Herne Hill. I remember cracking a joke and you just dead-eyed staring at me. And I thought, this is an interesting guy. But here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done it.
It was love at first sight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was love at 20th sight, maybe. a slow
I'm
burn.
Not sure, but it's sort of an understanding. You know what I mean?
Well, you would have met previously because Jody was at my wedding, but then you didn't come.
No. No. I was only invited to the after party. And then...
You know, I've been asked to be another best man.
Who for?
I'm best man to Christopher and Matthew.
Mm. Did you know about your speeches?
What? No, I'm going to give a great speech.
When you just get up and go, yeah, this guy's a dick. Okay, cheers. Yeah,
yes. When I gave the speech at your wedding, I insulted you, but forgot to do the end part where I say you're a great guy because I was killing so hard.
And then you went, once we had rats in the house, and Red said I could stay for a couple of days.
Listen, I wanted to leave on a big laugh. I had to leave on a laugh. I had to leave on a laugh, Red. I was just killing. I don't remember what I said. I was in the zone.
I could see you carried away with it.
I was in the zone.
And then you just left straight away. You literally left.
What? Yeah, yeah. Once you kill, leave him wanting more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's wanting more. It's just
leave him wanting
you're
more.
You're at a wedding.
Yeah, don't leave him wanting
more. It's not
less.
About you.
It's about me in the sense that I'm the one talking.
Yeah, yeah.
If you would have spoke at my wedding, it would have been, what would you have said?
Ooh, it would have been heartfelt. It would have been a mix of, because I don't know if I told you this, but I had this weird, I was on a bus and I daydreamed that you died. And I got really upset. And then I thought, I'd obviously have to do the speech at his funeral. And I started fantasizing about doing a speech at your funeral. And it was like the right parts funny and sad. And everyone was like crying and laughing. Then I got a standing ovation. And people were like, did we record that? And I said, yeah, we did. And I released it as a CD and it sells really well, went viral. And then I was actually crying in real life because I was so overwhelmed by my speech and the success of it.
Well, you told me about that the other day, because of that, I was thinking about your death.
Yeah, okay.
And then I was thinking about, like, what line can I open with at your funeral?
Yeah.
And the line I thought of was, I would open with something like, if Red was here right now on this stage, all he'd be thinking is, I have to kill.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
It would have been captured.
Well, it's good we both got it worked out.
Yeah. And it's sad that he got eaten by that shark. They were what we was most afraid of.
Yeah. Jody's funeral, there'll be a touching live stream video from me pre-recorded. I'll be like one of those American actors who wins an English BAFTA but sadly can't make it.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding, Jody. I'd definitely be there. I will carry your coffin. Why are we talking about this? I don't know.
We're talking about Red crying. I don't know if you've listened to the last Patreon episode where I admitted after a certain back and forth me and you had on the WhatsApp chat, I ended up going to have a cry.
What?
You and Jody had an argument about a clip, and then Jody said he cried afterwards.
I'm sorry, Jody.
No, he cried tears of joy because you didn't like a clip, and then Jody said, well, if you could tell me earlier that you don't like it, that'd be great. And then Jody cried.
It was more about the journey we went on, because at first both of us were quite spiky, but then we kind of like found a great place together.
Yeah, I apologize, didn't I not? I'm sorry, Jody, I didn't know that. And this is...
You can't, don't apologize because
sometimes you shouldn't save stuff in the pot.
Don't apologize because Jody's weird. Jody is weird to cry. That was a weird
I'm sorry,
thing to do.
Jody.
No, I'm sorry too. But it was more, tears of joy of what a great kind of journey we went on together.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what that
was
about.
Oh, so it was joy.
It was a release.
But
yeah.
Did you see it as joy, Brett?
I didn't know until now that he'd done that. I just thought it was one of those tiny like back and forth.
I think it was. I think you're probably right.
I said, well, Jody, come on, it is my face on the clip, so maybe, you know, listen when I say I don't want, you know, me saying that slur to be put. No, I'm kidding.
Well, we've all cried. You all cried thinking about my death. I cried thinking about your death, and then Jody cried because of a clip.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my life now.
Those are the priorities.
Yeah,
yeah, we're all grieving in our own way.
Mm-hmm.
But why are we grieving? We have news.
We have a sad announcement.
We do. We're taking a hiatus.
Yeah.
From the year is now. Not to say the year is won't come back, but we've all had big life changes lately. Jody is Jody's going to prison. it's finally caught up with him.
Yep. He's rolled the dice too many times.
Jody, you can only bleach a car so many times on the inside and on the outside before people ask questions. And
if he hadn't kept returning to the crime scene, I think he would have been all right.
Yes.
But he couldn't help himself.
Yes.
No, we're just... I'm going to say something that might shock everyone. We don't actually know much about history.
We don't... Red doesn't know a lot. I know a lot, but I've been carrying Red.
I'm not sure I've learned a single thing doing this podcast. But no, we're... I think we've covered all of history. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, we're gonna keep working together.
We've looked at all the good years. The other years are like, oh, Saint da 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 of this, and you go, I'm not fucking reading that.
Yeah.
And so we've done all the hit years, you know?
Yeah, I feel like
we've done the Hitlers, the Titanics.
And we've amassed such a fan base that now we want to take that fan base in a different place.
Yeah.
Like possibly the upstairs of a pub.
Yes, yes. But we will still be working on stuff, just not these episodes anymore.
Yeah. Maybe new podcast, we don't know.
Let's all have a cry together at this point. Not us, the listeners.
The listeners. This is a chance for you to mourn.
Mourn and cry.
For you to think about your favorite moments from the podcast.
Think about how you could have shared it with more friends.
Could have hit retweet a couple more times.
A couple more times. Because, you know, they don't love you till you're gone. As I found out at Bobby's funeral in my head.
Yeah. Where was it in your head, my funeral? In a church?
Yeah, it was in a church, yeah.
I wouldn't actually have a church funeral.
Well, in my version, it did.
Top Secret Comedy Club. Top Secret Comedy Club's downstairs for comedians and friends, and fans can go upstairs and they live stream it upstairs. Yeah. I've already thought it through.
I was like, why has Red got a podcast mic? Jody's got headphones on. Yeah, so this is the last year is, which is sad because we've had a good time.
For now.
We're going to come back as some. I just don't think it's going to be history based.
Yeah.
I can't look at another fucking Wikipedia page, copy and paste it, and then be terrified someone might ask me a further question because I don't know the information because I'm not a historian. Pains me to say that.
But we started this podcast with you. You know, you have a 2-2.
I have a 2-2 in history. I've realized that gets you only so far.
Yeah.
You know?
Jody, what episode is this? How many episodes have we done?
I should know this, shouldn't I? I think it's 86 or 87.
87. That's a good amount.
87 hours we've spoken to each other.
Yeah.
With a couple guests in there.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah.
If we were on the Titanic sub, it would be running out of oxygen. What was it, 96 hours?
They died right away. Right?
I know, of course, but you know what I mean? When they thought that there was going to be that whole drama. I watched the Thai kids who get stuck in the thing, the cave.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Not the film, the documentary.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah, it's good. Check that out.
Yeah, they drugged kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drugged them and swam them out.
And then Elon Musk called one of the divers a pedophile.
Yeah.
And it's like, who better to know how to drug kids than a pedophile?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know? Like, yes. You're calling them
a... You know, when they first got there, they said, we're going to have to wait 4 months for you to get out of here. And they're just in the dark. And it's like... And then obviously there's... shit and stuff everywhere, not good. I mean, the teacher, I don't blame him. Like, well, I do 100% blame him. Obviously,
no one blamed it. They didn't know that the rains had never came that early before.
July, it was late June, and he walked there, you know, and there was water filling up. And this one kid said, let's go back. And the teacher said, it's fine. And then was like, actually, let's have a vote. Everyone voted this kid out. He was too scared to go back on his own because it's dark and he didn't want to be called a pussy. So, you know.
That kid is cool.
Yeah. It would have been hard for him not to be angry at the rest. And there's a funny bit, though, then that they were trying to keep sane and they're just digging against this wall. The teacher was like, he made the mistake initially, but he kept them all sane and was great.
Yeah.
And digging against the wall, and he's just keeping them sane by having them something to do. And he's like, I knew there was nothing behind it.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way out. And, one of the kids asked another kid, he goes, what would you do if a naked woman appeared right now? And the kid said, I'd make her dig. I'm fucking exhausted. Which I thought was funny. But anyway, for our final episode, we're going to do something a bit different. The Time Machine has added a new feature.
What?
A new feature, which I had delivered last week, made specially. For the last podcast, it can now go into the future for one app only, the final app. We're going to the year 2050-55.
Okay, in 32 years.
Yeah. Shit, where's Jody gone?
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
He's AI now. He's still there.
January 2055. Infamous slum landlord Bobby Mair is finally sentenced to prison for human rights breaches. At his trial, the ex-comedian and podcaster turned to the judge and said he regrets nothing. Making one-bed flats into 10-bedroom apartments is the only thing that makes me happy, and I'd do it all over again if I could.
Okay, first of all, have I toyed with the idea of trying to be a landlord? Yes.
Yes, you have. You can't deny. This is the facts. I've been into the future in the time machine. I'm seeing it here on Wikipedia.
What you're missing contextually is, like, I didn't... It wasn't one big decision. It was a bunch of tiny decisions that leads me.
Well, there's more info about how you got into it.
Okay.
Mayor, a former comedian, got into slum landlord.
No, still a comedian.
No.
No, former. That's a miss. That's a,
you quit comedy. You got you landed a TV deal on Russian TV.
No, I was once on Russian TV. I'm not anymore.
You hosted a popular but controversial TV show called Wheelchair Who Cares, where he'd go around playing pranks on disabled people.
That's not true.
After the invasion by Sweden in 2045, President Greta Thunberg outlawed the show, saying she needed all the disabled people to work in her factories to make weapons for her up-and-coming war with Australia. Wow. That is a plot twist we did not see.
Okay.
Yeah. Mayor moved back to England, where he spat at protesters and vowed to become the world's biggest slum landlord. He was quoted as saying, "I recently discovered in my trip to the once beautiful Russia that exploiting people gave me way more joy than comedy ever would."
Okay.
This is wild. So you didn't quit comedy. Like, you were doing well at comedy, but obviously your pranking disabled people show was a big hit in Russia.
Yes.
You were Putin's favorite comedian, apparently.
Okay.
So obviously Greta at some point becomes a dictator.
Well, what you're missing out on is the 2 years that I actually did 8 movies with Steven Seagal, where I was the comic sidekick in the Steven Seagal films.
Yeah, yeah, you were.
Because we both were given Russian passports.
Yeah. You know, both national treasures out there. No one's taken that away from you. I just think it's funny that you used your millions made from... apparently one of your favorite pranks was to kick crutches out at bus stops. It was a big hit. And you used your millions to turn one beds into 10-bedroom flats.
Okay.
Which is...
You're calling them flats. That's not how I marketed them. I marketed them as pods.
Okay, yeah.
Like, this is, you know, you ever see that movie, The Fifth Element?
Yes, yes.
Bruce Willis. Remember when they go on the spaceship, everybody, like, goes into a sleep pod.
Yeah.
And it's like a bunk bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that, except people, that's their whole home.
And how do they cook?
There's a communal kitchen where they can buy a meal.
Yeah. Buy a meal.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Yeah. So you have a 20 pod house that used to be a 1-bedroom flat. And then everyone comes out of their pod, and for 2 to 3 pounds, they can buy a gruel bowl, which has enough protein to sustain them until the next meal, where they will get a second gruel bowl. They get 2 gruel bowls a day and a pod for £900 a month.
Okay.
Yeah. So my 1-bed flat makes me about 30 grand a month.
Yeah.
And I also sleep in one of the pods. That's...
Yeah.
That was really key.
But your pod's a giant pod. Your pod has been called by some a mansion.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a 5,000 square foot pod.
No, I have a double wide pod. Yeah. I have a double wide pod. It's the only double bed pod in the whole place. The other are single bed pods. And you think, well, where are the partners of the people sleeping? Mm-hmm. Well, they're in the countries where they were born.
Okay.
And they have left their wives at home to come here and work. And I rent them a pod.
Yeah.
It works out well for everyone. And I don't know why the government had to get involved.
No.
Well, probably because of the oxygen accident.
Yes. Okay. That's
what
well,
they didn't call it accident. They call it, they called it manslaughter. But... where I had a system that pumped oxygen into the pods, but then the oxygen tanks.
You needed to charge your phone, so you unplugged.
Yes,
it.
I unplugged the air circulation unit, and I charged my phone. But once I was full charge, I fell asleep because I got so excited looking at my phone and all the messages I got that I needed to get some tenants. Let's say that.
And you made a
tenants.
Lot of money doing it.
Yeah, I did make a lot of money doing it. But sadly, that money is now going to my legal fees.
Yeah.
They're being drained quickly. Yeah, my lawyer, not who I expected to be my lawyer. Well, it was a man actually who spent a lot of time in prison. Jody is his name.
Well.
And he was in prison for wrongly convicted for multiple child murders, but luckily he studied to be a lawyer and got himself out. Did a degree in law, passed the bar, and then got himself out of prison because, you know, he successfully argued no body, no crime. And no body, no crime. And then I hired him to be my lawyer, and he didn't have the same luck the second time around.
No, weirdly, he went back to jail because in March 2055, whilst in prison, Bobby is reunited with ex-podcast producer Jody Vandenberg, suspected arsonist and serial killer, who, despite many links with him in fires and death, was serving time for his now famous sliding down the side of buildings in a nappy scam. Basically, Jody would dress in a nappy, slide down the side of famous buildings, pretending that the money was for charity. Jody would then pocket the cash and spend it all on his giant miniature railway collection. Police who raided his house said it was fucking mental.
Wait, that's a very confusing statement. Giant miniature railway collection.
Well, yeah, he has a huge one. He's got loads of miniature railways.
Oh, yeah.
Because he likes to watch them and crash them and stuff, apparently.
Yeah. It's like his own little terrorist attack.
Yeah. He just watches and crashes. Yeah, they couldn't find any of evidence of the murders. Everyone's convinced it was him. But like Al Capone, you know, when they got him on the tax evasion? They got Jody on the charity scam.
Okay.
Because obviously that was his bread and butter. The killing was his hobby.
Yeah.
Whilst in prison, Bobby and Jody started the cult hit ASMR podcast, Egg and Spoon, where Bobby would hit Jody in the head with a spoon while screaming down the seconds to his release. Sounds like a good show, guys.
38 years. Yeah. 37 years, 366
by
days.
By the second you did it.
Apparently. 23 hours.
Yeah.
59 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like it could be a hit, actually. We should do some reels of that.
What, just Egg and Spoon?
Yeah.
Bobby just going, whack, whack, whack.
Just counting down years.
Yeah. No, fair enough. What do you think of this, guys? Is this surprising to you?
No.
Or do you see it in your stars?
Wait. Where are you, is the question.
Well, I'll check in a sec.
The thing is, what the listeners might not realize, in the last couple weeks, Red, your Instagram's blown up.
Yeah.
To be clear, that's not why the podcast is ending.
No.
It's not because we've fallen out and actually hate each other off this podcast.
It's funny because I got a message from someone, because I've been in Dubai, you're in Canada for a month, then I was in Spain.
Yeah.
So this is like our first one for like 5 weeks. And people keep messaging going, have you and Bobby fallen out? Because it really looks like we have.
Yeah.
And then it also looks like, because we're ending today, that it really has. But that is not the case. We are hanging on by a thread.
No. We like each other more than ever.
Yeah, it's actually true.
I think we're all easier to be around than we've ever been before.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about myself. I feel worse.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, June 2055, Bobby Mayer and Jody Vandenberg escape prison. Using Jody's head as a battering ram and his spoon to gouge people's eyes out, Bobby breaks the pair out in prison.
That's not true. I'd use my thumbs and my nose, or my mouth. I'd bite their nose off and thumb their eyes.
There was a getaway car outside, driven by super genius patrons Spencer, Christopher, and Matthew. Still got your back in 2055.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. None of them have been seen since. It is believed by many that Bobby and Jody have been granted amnesty by an uncontacted tribe in the Amazon, who for the last 1,000 years have talked of the prophecy of the mangy fox god and his egg accomplice.
Yes.
8 eyes and a testicle were lost in their escape.
I think it's more likely that Jody would be the next guy to try to join the North Sentinelese tribe off India.
Yeah.
That uncontacted tribe. Guys, the guy who went there and said, guys, I just want to hang out.
And then they killed him. DJing.
Jody goes and DJs for the North Sentinelese tribe, and then they kill him.
They go mad. Have you all seen other pictures? And it's just like...
throwing spears
ready.
At them.
Yeah. I was... there's this place off North Carolina, an island, where they still speak in ye olde English, because it's been so sort of untouched by...
Really?
Yeah, so it was like a colonial port back in like 1700.
But their accent hasn't changed.
No. And so it's still... Like, they still speak like that.
Oh, I wonder if... I want to go.
And apparently as well as in the Appalachian Mountains, there's like... people who still speak French because of, like, so they're kind of just so out of touch with the rest of America, which seems insane. You think, like, logging companies would have long fucking done everyone.
Really?
Yeah, it's mad, isn't it?
That is mad. So, Jody, have you ever been arrested, Jody?
Yeah, I must have talked about this before.
Oh, you got drugs, wasn't it?
No, I was just drunk driving.
Okay, fair enough, yeah. Jody.
Drunk driving?
Yeah.
What age?
18.
Oh, yeah, okay. I remember thinking you did tell us that you were trying to
sleep. It was on the live pod, yeah, and then Ed told me to keep it light.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Is it on your record?
No, I really got lucky. I failed on the side of the road, and then they took me to Kentish Town Police Station. Shout out Kentish Town Police Station.
You really are a North London boy, aren't you?
I am.
Even your prison cell is, yeah.
Yeah. And then they hooked me up to a much bigger machine, which can kind of like give a bigger breakdown.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what I blew, but it was something like if I'd blown like another .1 or something, they said that I would have like...
So you were on the line.
I was just below, but they said it was because it had taken so long between picking me up and bringing me down that my alcohol level would have gone down.
Yeah.
And were they pissed off?
They were kind of all taking bets on kind of how high my level would be. And they asked me if I'd done any drugs that night, and I said yes, I had.
Jody,
why did you do that?
And I said yes, I have. I've drunk to alcohol and smoked tobacco because I was like an 18-year-old. Like, yes, these are drugs.
Oh, so you thought you were being like a good boy?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was just being clever, and
smart,
and then I just got away. Nothing else.
Did they let you drive away?
No, they didn't let me drive away, seeing I was quite drunk. But yeah, so my dad had to come pick me up. Yeah.
How did he feel?
He wasn't best pleased because I had been out and about with my sisters going to, pick up some things I shouldn't have probably picked up and
what
was drunk.
What were you getting?
Yeah, some things you were just alluding to before. Yeah.
Drugs.
So,
Jody,
I was very, very
criminal,
silly.
Aren't you? This is why Bobby's going to be fine in jail with you. He knows the ins and outs, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At first, you'll go, oh, Jody, why am I in a cell with you? And then you'll start going, maybe I could use his head to get out of it.
Yeah, so I could have possibly been arrested many other times before, but that was the only time.
No, you're
we all could. You think of how many times we've all attacked someone.
Yeah.
Been in fights.
Just
bought drugs.
Loads of stuff. You know, even as I told the other day, I got fined for throwing a cigarette on the floor.
Well, that's not a criminal
offense.
But
I nearly attacked the officer.
Oh, that is a criminal offense. Yeah, you're not allowed to attack.
If I bit him, would that be bad for my career?
Bite off his ear.
Yeah. You miss the days of like the 20s when, you could just sort of get away with
more. I don't know if you could. I don't know if you're allowed to bite people.
It is funny when people go about just the good old days. We used to just go out and play, and it's like, there was no cure for AIDS.
Well, there wasn't AIDS to start with.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
when did that? Definitely. There was like 68. In fact, I think it was 68 because I think we just discovered that on the podcast.
Patient Zero.
Yeah, was the first recorded one.
But then 80s is, yeah.
Mm. Did you think for years it was because someone shagged a monkey? Because I did.
No one else really actually thought that.
No, that was just me.
Yeah, that was just you.
Scientist.
It was
my work. I have to do it.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. You know, there's a cream that celebrities use.
Okay.
Anti-aging cream. And the secret ingredient is molecules from babies' foreskins.
Yeah, I think you brought that up.
Yeah, but it's gross, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Well, you just sponsor. Think how who discovered how that worked.
Well, just
that was a Jody who slipped on a cosmetic cure by mistake in his basement.
Yeah, rubbing in all kinds of baby parts to my body to kind of see which clear
this,
up my.
This is why we're stopping the fucking podcast.
I've got.
I don't think this is good for your health, our health.
Wait, but Red, where are you in 2055?
Oh, I'll just check. So just Wikipedia. July 2055. EGOT winner. That's an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar. And what's the T for?
You don't even know what the T's for.
What's the T?
No, you can guess.
Twain Award.
No, we're not. The Mark Twain Award.
Turner Prize.
No. Those are both T's, but that's not it.
What's the T?
The EGOT. You've won an EGOT, but you don't know what the
no,
T is.
No, this is all new to me. I didn't know I was going to win an EGOT. We don't even know if it's me yet. EGOT. What does that stand for?
It's a Tony.
Tony. Oh, Broadway. Nice. I can see myself doing that, actually. EGOT winner, comedian, ex-James Bond actor. Fucking hell. UFC champion and first man on Mars writes his memoirs. This is crazy. I couldn't write this myself better. Red Richardson, regarded by many as the most talented man to ever live, sits down to write his memoirs. Coming hot off the back of his debut best-selling erotic novel, The Man with the Full Sack, which has sold 800 million copies and been made into 8 movies.
The Man with the Full Sack is a horrific name for an erotic novel because it actually just makes it sound like you have gigantic balls because you haven't come in years.
They're ready to be empty.
Yeah, that's gross. No woman has ever been like, I'm not into you, and then you say, actually, my balls are very full, and they say, well, let's chat.
I don't know. I haven't read the book yet, but it sold 800 million copies and made it 8 movies, so that sounds like it's pretty good. When asked what to expect in the book and what can be learned from it, Richardson replied, this is a memoir, not a manual, adding humbly, what I do cannot be taught. Wow. Yeah. I mean, that does sound arrogant, but I have just won an EGOT, so you can sort of see where my mind's at.
An EGOT. You're making it sound like an EGOT is one award? Like I've won an EGOT? No, it's 4 different awards. Odds are you didn't win them the same year.
Yeah.
EGOT happens over the course of a career, not 1 year. Nobody's won an EGOT in a year.
I think it's in the same year. It's looking like it.
So you won an Emmy, an Oscar, a Tony, and a Grammy in 1 year. So in 1 year, you released a TV series, a movie.
Yeah. Book.
A book. How would a book play in?
Yeah, whatever.
No, yeah.
No, I'm just saying The Man with the Full Sack's obviously done.
Oh, the book. The Man with the Full Sack because it got made into the movie very quickly.
Yeah, been made into the movie. Also, at some point, I don't know how this is possible, I obviously turn pro as a fighter and win at that.
Yeah.
Which is weird. So, God, it's quite an exciting future. I will write you guys a postcard when you're in jail.
Red, I can't. The future that you've envisaged for us is wrong.
Why?
Because I see.
It's not envisaged. This is the time machine.
Yeah,
says
but I see it going differently.
I know it seems suspiciously like I've written it. Okay.
What you've ignored is that when you travel in the future, there's actually billions and billions of possible futures.
Mm-hmm.
That are so it's like there's multiple universes. You've went into one of the multiple universes.
Yeah.
And recorded the history from that universe. However, there are other universes where things could have went a different way.
You think I've gone into the wrong one and parallel
one? You've went into one that's very unlikely to happen.
Why? It doesn't end bad for you. You're the god of an uncontacted tribe, the mangy fox and the egg accomplice.
Yes. The egg accomplice.
That's been a myth for thousands of years.
Well, I would love to be. I've always said I want to be the leader of a cult.
Mm.
Like, that is my genuine.
Well, it's happening.
Yeah.
And you'll have a big TV career in Russia doing your prank show on disabled people.
Yeah, okay. but I think really what would happen is I would write a self-help book.
Mm-hmm.
So 2055. By 2055, I've written like 10 self-help books.
Yeah.
And the books are really just about how to go from being a Red to a Bobby. That's the language I use.
From Red to Bobby in 12 easy steps.
Yeah. So I say, are you a Red? I describe you.
Go on then, let's hear it.
Are you a guy who's always on his phone?
Yeah.
Are you someone who blames others when something goes wrong?
That's not me.
Are you someone who books a gig, doesn't book the travel for the gig, and then the day of the gig, you book the train, and then you complain about how much the train is, even though you've had months.
Weekend, 160 fucking pounds, I'm fuming.
Yeah,
that's a good point, yeah.
So are you a Red?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
Yeah, you're a Red.
I'm me.
But do you want to be a Bobby?
No. I have no desire to go on Russian TV for.
No, that's a possible future.
That's impossible. Well, this is the time machine.
Yeah, that's. I've now taken the time machine into a different reality.
Mm-hmm.
The reality where I'm a famous self-help guru.
Yeah, I can see you doing that. You definitely have a Russell Brand-like quality.
We don't need to say that. We don't need to say that. I just have an enigmatic energy where people who are down on their luck need me.
Yeah. Well, I actually think my version's a positive end for all of us. Jody never gets convicted for his crimes. He makes a good living doing his charity scams.
Well, he's in prison.
Whenever he gets out, because he uses his head to break open the door.
So he is convicted.
Yeah, and he's kind of a god in... He's your right-hand man in the Amazon.
Yeah.
What do you think of it, Jody?
Well, yeah, it's good to just kind of get away with just the charity stuff and, like, yeah, not be busted
for anything else.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair end for us all. No?
I one thing we've never done is show Jody's face on camera, but I think considering what we've said about Jody and what he said about himself, that might be better. Is your last name anywhere attached to this podcast, Jody? Like, if people listen, can they find your last
name?
Yeah,
we said it load.
Yeah, you said it.
Maybe we should bleep that out. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should go...
We'd have to go through 87 episodes.
Well, not we, Jody.
Yeah. Jody, would you like your face to be revealed on the last episode?
I was wondering about this.
It's up to you. I mean, the thing is, we're making out like you've got like you're like Two-Face. No, it's not. It would everyone just go, oh yeah, it's just a guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, could it even live? Could my face even live up to the paint?
No, painted? Fucking way.
Yeah,
the picture
exactly.
That has been painted is horrendous.
Yeah.
Whereas you're exactly. A nice looking man. Should we do what? It's up to you, Jody. If you want to just put in your face like here in the edit.
Yeah,
that's Jody.
Yeah. Okay.
He might not have done it. He might have changed his
put
mind.
Put a picture of you as a baby.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, then.
Yeah. Up that to you, Jody.
Good. Okay.
As the final app. What have you learnt, Jody, from this podcast, this whole experience?
I have learnt how to do multicam editing and how to put podcasts together.
Okay. That's I was expecting a less robotic answer about friendship and perseverance. I suppose that's logical.
Yeah. I've learned just because you're friends with two people doesn't mean you should work with them.
Yeah. No, I haven't learned that. I've just learned that the general public is stupid. And when you make a great product like we have, it doesn't always mean it's going to be as successful as other products that are worse. Won't name any names. But this should have been the biggest show in the world. And... outside the listeners, it's not your fault. You did your best. But for shame, the entire population, for the lack of... We've had success, but just not... This should be up there.
That was pathetic. Okay, well, everyone, thank you.
Thank you all for listening. And thank you to Spencer, Christopher and Matthew, Super Genius Patreons, and Getaway Drivers. See you all in 2055, possibly. I won't, because I'll be writing my book.
Yes. Goodbye. We love you.
Bye-bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's AURA.com/safety.